How about the weekend coming up here? You guys head on the road and a couple of big road games in the GLIAC. And, you know, you guys have already been on the road, but what's the difference in the makeup of the team on the road? Is there a different feel for the team, the way they play? Because it's such a home court advantage at the SDC.
It is. You really have to go on a road trip and act like it's a business trip. Mm-hmm. We're college students getting out of class, like, oh, let's go, it's break time. No, it's really, you got to grind down. You have to focus more. We're eating road food. You're sleeping in a bed. You don't know where you are half the time. It's night. It's day. I don't know. And you got to really just focus in. And once you get in that gym, you got to get the feel of it. We go in. We shoot around. We get to know the rims a little bit. And you really just got to bunker down and focus. I feel that's the main point of like going on the road. You have to really look at the scouting report, know what you're doing, and really come to play, kind of like what Walsh did against us in the gym. We didn't expect that they'd come in and shoot 60% like that, but you can really shock teams on the road like that.
When you go to a new place, though, or a place that you haven't played for a while, you talk about getting used to the venue. Mm-hmm. Is part of that just the background, too, that you're shooting at? I mean, you know, you're used to the SDC seats being a certain distance away from, you know, and your whole distance and everything is kind of thrown off, I would imagine, at first.
It is. It's a lot of things probably a lot of people don't think about as fans and stuff, but you go there as a visiting player and you look at their gym and it's completely different. And you're like, okay, like I can get used to this. You see that and you look through the clear backboards and you can see that background. Mm-hmm. And you try to block it out and stuff, but there's things that are called shooters gyms and stuff like that, and that's, they have good clear backgrounds and all that, and where their student sections are going to be, if they're going to be right behind your bench or if they're going to be behind the backboard when you're trying to shoot free throws and mm-hmm. stuff like that. So it is in a completely different environment, but as good players and as a good team, you really don't try to let that bother you.
Here with Austin Armga from the men's basketball team. Austin, you're a senior now and you've been through it a few times. Do you feel a lot more prepared now, having been through it, you know, these road trips in the GLIAC, and you've been to Findlay before? Does that help?
Yeah, I would say that helps. I mean, I'm kind of that cool cat on top now where all the freshmen are looking at me like, oh, where are we going to eat? Like, what's this, what's that? And I've already been there and done that, so I know what's going on.
Austin, talk about you. Family, brothers and sisters?
I come from Waupun, Wisconsin, which is about 4.5 hours away from here. I have two brothers. I'm that middle child, so everybody forgot about me. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, right.
I have an older brother, and he's 24 now, and my younger brother, he's a senior in high school.
Okay.
And he's actually playing hockey this year for his first time.
So,
well, they're both basketball players too, though, I would imagine.
My older brother was for a while, but he ended up quitting in high school. I don't remember why he did. But my little brother played basketball, and this year he just decided not to play and went to play hockey. And my dad was telling me about this, and I was just like, what is this kid doing? But to be honest, I played hockey as a little kid too, and I can still skate, so I understand the love of the sport.
When was the last time you laced him up on skates?
Probably last year, actually, the open skate up at the SCC. I tried her out a little bit.
Nice. How about studies? What are you here studying?
I'm studying exercise science, and I'm getting a minor in psychology, and I'm expected to graduate this spring. So
nice. So and you didn't redshirt, right? You
no, I didn't
away,
redshirt.
So
just
4 years and yep. out. And mm-hmm. And any thoughts on, you know, extending your career past this year? I know there's a long way to go this year, but have you had any conversations with anybody about that?
I haven't yet. I really don't know what I'm going to do. I mean, I didn't expect coming in here and doing what I'm doing now. So, I mean, I'm taking this as my last year ever playing basketball. And it's an emotional thing for me. And knowing that ever since I've been 3-4 years old, I've been playing basketball.
Right.
Played with my dad in high school and all that. So, I mean, I'm really enjoying it right now and not taking anything for granted.
What do you want to do profession-wise with your degree?
Right now, I took all the prerequisites for medical school, and my GPA is well enough, and I've looked into that. And I think with a little research under my belt and a little more experience in the field, because basketball really kind of took that away from me in the summers and stuff where I don't really get to see a lot of things and experience a lot of things or volunteer my time here and there. But I think eventually I want to go to medical school.
Cool. Wow. Yeah. Paging Dr. Armgren. Well, we look forward to the season. Obviously, a long way to go this year. You're only 5 games in of a 26-game regular season schedule, and hopefully lots of postseason games after that as well. And you guys are back home on the 21st, so a week from Saturday. But this week, big conference games, obviously important for you guys to bounce back from the Walsh game, but it's going to be tough. Finley, obviously, is a very good team and national champs in the last 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So look forward to the games. Thanks for coming in today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Wes.
Austin Arnga right here on Mix 93 WKMJ. They play on Thursday night, and that'll be on the road at Finley. We'll have the broadcast for you here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Let's take a quick time out. I'll be back with more Drive Time right after these.